This call is from
Joe.
This call will be recorded and subject to monitoring at any time. To accept this call, press 5. To block this call and all future calls, press 7. You may begin speaking now.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The Tiger King, Joe Exotic, live from his Texas prison.
What's going on in there, Joe?
You know, I had a pretty decent week. I got a visit for the first time since probably September of last year.
No, who was it?
There's a little lady that used to come to the zoo every weekend, and she's the only, believe it or not, she's the only person that ever comes to see me. But yeah, she came, so I got to eat a vending machine hamburger.
Was it good?
Okay,
nice.
That's something to look forward to, isn't it?
how often can you have visitors?
You go by points. You get 9 points a month, and each visitor counts as a point depending on if they come on a Saturday or a Sunday. So that my people usually come on Sundays, and I mean I only use 1 point every 4 or 5 months. So, but it goes by points. So you can have probably 2 or 3 visitors twice a month.
And is that how long does each visit last?
You can sit there all day if you want.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Like 8:30 in the morning till 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Can you do conjugal visits?
Oh boy.
No. Yeah. You can hug when they first get there, and then you got to sit 3 feet apart.
I got you. Well, that'd be kind of interesting. That, like, you know, if you had, because you were in Oklahoma, right? Before.
Yeah.
Maybe you live in Oklahoma, you might get more visitors. Because if you were here, we'd come visit you. If you were in our area, we'd definitely come visit you.
Yeah,
the next time we're in Texas.
Well, the big problem is the prison rules is they have to know you before you came to prison.
Oh.
And everybody I knew before I came to prison either was in my case and turned on me, or they've died, you know. I've lost a lot of people.
Sounds like it.
Dang, Joe. Why do they have that as a rule? A visitor's a visitor if it's being, I mean, you're obviously under surveillance while they're there.
Yeah, why they care?
I have no idea. It's the government.
I did not know that. Is that everywhere? Is that just federal prison where you had to know the person before?
I've never been in trouble, so I've never been in state prison or county jail or anything, but that's the federal rule.
Mm. Okay, interesting.
Does, when the lady, has she come to visit you before this certain
lead? Yeah, she comes. She's the only one that's ever came since I've been in federal prison.
Does she bring you, is she allowed to bring you anything when she comes to see you?
No.
Okay.
You have to buy everything out of the vending machines, which is what I hear is owned by, the staff. And, you know, a vending hamburger is $8. And,
wow.
So by the time you get a hamburger and a little pizza bagel and a soda pop, it's $21. Yeah.
Do you know the fat content of the cheeseburger?
Oh, please.
Tell Jason to shut up.
Yeah, Jason's been vaping.
Okay.
Jason.
Yeah, it's a big habit of his now. You should know that if you guys are going to hook up later.
And Katie, I'm asking, I want to
keep
him
healthy.
You're
going to have a hard time breathing afterwards, huh, Jason?
He's going to work you over.
I go to the gym all the time, Joe. Uh-huh. Wow.
Yeah, he's been coughing so much, it's insane.
Oh, Lord.
What do you think about people who vape, Joe?
Yeah, I've never known anybody to vape. When I had the nightclub, you know, 2 exits from the zoo, we didn't allow vaping or smoking, so I was never around vaping. But I hear it's bad for you, Jason. You need to quit.
It's much better than cigarettes, though.
We don't let him say that.
What nightclub? You had a nightclub next to the zoo? I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I had 3 restaurants and a nightclub. Yeah.
He's an entrepreneur, we like to say.
He's been one for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. But and then the other good news is Jerry Jones' lawyer, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, came and saw me Friday once in probably 6 or 7 months. But he came with good news, and he is going to be at the White House April the 8th. And the hitman that the government used made him a video to President Trump explaining how they forced him to lie under oath. They threatened they threatened him with a bunch of old charges he had in order to lie under oath and all this other stuff. So he made a video plea to President Trump to try and help me get this clemency.
Did you know Jerry Jones before you went to prison? Because didn't you just say that's one of the...
Yeah, true.
No, believe it or not, no. His attorney, they're paying the bill. I don't have to pay him anything, but yeah, they're working hard for me.
Interesting.
That's awesome.
Do you expect any more visits from him in the future, or you think that was kind of like a one and done, and then just see what he can do?
No, I mean, he's this is his third time.
Yeah, oh, his third
really
time.
Nice. Levi McCatherine and his son Noah, they're super lawyers, super nice lawyers. And they, you know, to be such a high-profile lawyer, they take a lot of pro bono cases for people that can't afford. It's they're pretty amazing people.
Mm-hmm. All right, Tiger King, Joe Exotic. So a day like today, you know, you're not really celebrating anything.
This call is from a federal prison.
Walk us through your day. Walk us through your day today. You wake up at what time? What do you eat for lunch today?
No, I mean, I get up about this time every day. I don't eat breakfast because I'm trying to lose a little bit of weight.
What? Joe, yes. No.
Yes.
Did you gain some?
No, you need your strength.
Let the man intermittent fast.
Well, he's... you know, I got that bad leg and that bad hip, and yeah, I used to maintain about 175 pounds, and right now I weigh 200 pounds, and a little extra weight's making the leg worse.
I got you.
Just because I knew you were sick, that you needed some calories for healing.
That's right.
And no, you ain't getting no good calories in here. Everything's
true.
Honey buns and cookies. But
sounds like a dream come true.
You know, I don't go to the chow hall and eat much because it's so gross. So I cook. You know, I cook a lot at my room. I make homemade potato soup and.
You have an oven?
A stove? No, you cook.
How's this possible?
Yeah, how are you doing this?
Okay. Did your mom ever teach you never to put anything in a light socket?
What? Oh, you are not, Joe. You're doing that?
You take a bucket of water, okay, and an extension cord with one end is cut off, and you take two pieces of metal, but you take and put something in between them, like a deck of playing cards or something, and you tie them together, or you zip tie it together real tight, and you hook one of the wires to one of the metal plates, and you hook another one to the other metal plate, and you drop it in a bucket of water, and it boils.
You
sure does.
Wow. What in the world?
Kidding me.
This sounds insane.
Wow.
And
it's called a stinger. Yeah, they put it in a bucket of water.
Oh, my
and,
God.
And by the way, anyone listening, especially if you're a
do
teenager,
not do, that.
Do not
do this.
Try this.
Do not do the stinger.
No.
Water and electricity together. And does this not blow the circuit?
No. It's crazy. And you can actually touch the water and it doesn't shock you because the two plates aren't touching together.
And nobody sees you doing this?
Oh, yeah, people, they don't
care.
Your stingers. Some of them do, some of them don't.
Okay.
They confiscate your stingers, and then we have to tear another light fixture apart to make a new one.
Got another stinger. Okay, Joe, we got to know, what's your
this
best
is insane.
Stinger meal? The best thing you made with your stinger?
I can make some really good Chinese food. I can make some real good Chinese food.
What is happening?
I don't even know how you begin.
Where do you get the product to do that? Where do you get the different sauce, whatever you need to make these?
Yeah, walk us through it.
They sell a lot of this on the commissary, the seasonings. You know, you can buy garlic, seasonal. You can buy all kinds of seasonings and Goya and all this stuff on the commissary. And white rice, and you take and cook the rice, and you bring, you know, people bring all the stuff back from the kitchen, you know, to sell to the leftover meat, like from the chicken sandwiches or the roast beef or whatever. And you take and you cook the rice and the chicken or the beef together, and then you take, you're going to die laughing. And then they sell Skittles drink mix. Like Kool-Aid?
Uh-huh.
Oh, nice.
This call is from a federal prison.
And you take the sweet Asian sauce and you mix it with the orange Kool-Aid mix to make an orange sweet and sour. And
oh
then
my gosh.
You mix that with the chicken and rice, and then they sell soy sauce on the commissary, too. So, I mean, you can get pretty creative.
Nuts.
But if they're selling rice and food like that at the commissary, they expect you
Yeah, how are you going to cook it?
Cook it, or is it already like rice that is pre-made?
Well, everything, I mean, they have 190 water machines everywhere where the water is 190 mm-hmm. degrees. Mm-hmm. And, you know, usually you just cook with 190 water, but when you want to get, in a pinch, you do the stinger! When you want to get really fancy, you cook with a stinger.
Wow, is it better with a stinger? Is it better? Does the food taste better with the stinger? Otherwise, it seems like a hassle.
Much better. Much better. No. Yeah.
Well, and Joe, what pot are you using to boil the water and cook your food in?
Well, they have, you know, in the hospital, they have those gray bathing pans.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And mm-hmm. either use those or, you know, every once in a while you get lucky and you can get a 5-gallon bucket from where they used to for painting or something.
Yeah.
If you said the toilet, I was going to die.
No. No.
Oh, and, no.
And then you have small trash bags that we call cooking bags, and you put everything in a plastic bag
and
sous vide. Boil it.
It's like you're just sous vide, you know, in your.
I don't know if that's safe. I mean, you might get some toxins off the plastic garbage bag.
I think when you get out of prison, you got to
probably why we all have cancer in here.
Yeah.
You got to do a cooking show when you get out. You got to use the stinger only.
You definitely do.
Hey, look, I can. Martha Stewart ain't got nothing on me. you know the metal beams, they're galvanized beams that they make buildings with nowadays. You know they use for rafters instead of two by fours.
Yeah.
I can take a 4-inch piece of that and peel a cucumber in 30 seconds.
Did we got our clip, Matt? Please send us to all the outlets that Martha Stewart ain't got nothing on the Tiger King Joe Exotic.
Yeah. I believe it, 100%.
You become real crafty, and I guess in prison, there's nothing to do.
You adapt. Now, Joe, before we let you go, how can people help you?
PardonJoeExotic.com, sign the petition, get all your friends to sign the petition, get you some Tiger King gear on the website. It all goes to help pay the other lawyers that are doing the clemency. But anyway, just know that I appreciate all the love and support from everybody out there, because one day we are going to have a party of the century.
Yes, we are.
Wow.
And we're securing it. We're going to be hosting it, okay?
That'll be fun.
All right, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Stay safe.
Guys, have a good one, okay? Thanks.
Be careful with that stinger. That makes me nervous.
My goodness.